LeBron, you guys talk about playing a full 48-minute game. Was this the most complete game you guys have played so far?
Oh, by far. You know, from the beginning. We had a small 2-minute lapse in the third quarter, but this was close to 48 minutes that we played all year, and it resulted in a huge win for us.
Did you make a conscious effort to keep going early offensively in this one?
Well, coming off a back-to-back, I didn't want us to have a slow start. You know, and I feel like the guys kind of feed off my energy, and I just wanted to go out from the beginning, be aggressive, and see where it takes us. And it got us to a huge lead in the first quarter.
LeBron, defensively, why do you think tonight was the night where you guys played it from the get-go all the way through?
Because we understand we can't have slow starts. You know, every game is different. We wish we could start like this every game, but every game is different. We figure out a way that we're aggressive on the ball. Our guards did a great job of getting over screens, and our bigs did a great job of getting back to their bigs and try to shut down their shooters. Tricks did a great job of not allowing Kyle Korver to get looks, and it just trickled down to everybody else.
What did nights like this do for you over the course of a long season, being done your work after three quarters?
I don't know. I mean, once you suit up and go out on the court, no matter how many minutes you play, you still got to do the same treatment, the same routine after the game. So, but it's great that everyone had an opportunity to play. You know, from the first guy to the 15th guy, everybody had an opportunity to play. And, it was a huge game for us to be able to come back off a back-to-back in a tough game last night. Very emotional win for us. It took a lot of energy from us, but we had a lot more tonight.
Ron, but it's the last four or five games, man, you guys have been, it's like you guys are on point, on sync, on the same page. Is that the way it is?
Offensively, we are. We're on the right page. We still got a long way to go. We get a couple of possessions where we dribble a little bit too much. But, you know, the ball's moving. I mean, anytime you have 39 assists on 49 field goals, you can't say anything about that offensively. I mean, everyone was involved. Everyone felt in tune in the offense. Everyone felt comfortable, and that's huge.
How disappointing were you that night you guys didn't have, you know, real low assists? Low assists.
Six?
Total. Yeah, six. Yeah.
About that. Yeah. I didn't. You know, we've learned from that, and we know that we have to, in order to win basketball games, in order for everyone to feel comfortable, you know, we have to share the ball. We're not going to have 39 assists. We're not going to have, you know, 30 assists, but, you know, for us to move the ball and get it from one side to the floor to the other side of the floor is just, it works for all of us, and everyone feels comfortable.
Kind of along these lines, but in the second quarter, I mean, the game had begun to unfold the way that it did. You seem to be really having, like, a lot of fun out there. Was tonight just more fun for you than maybe any of the others? And was
me?
It, yeah.
No, I mean, I have fun every time I step on the basketball court, win, lose, or draw. That's what this game has done for me. I have a love for the game. I have fun. I show it on my face sometimes more than others, but, you know, inside, you know, the kid is always, you know, excited to be able to put another uniform on and go out and play.
Or maybe like a realization that, hey, we have gotten it offensively, just something like that.
Well, I mean, what's the working process? It's not we've gotten it. You know, we're just trying to get better every day. You know, we don't want to take a step backwards, but, you know, we did a great job of coming in, executing our offense tonight. And it'll result in us having 39 assists on 49 field goals, and that's a big thing for our team.
How important was it to get the production off the bench? Deion led you guys in assists. Corner Joe hit a few more threes over there. How much do you need that night in and night out?
Well, for Deion, he needs to be aggressive, not only getting himself looks, but getting guys opportunities as well, because he attracts a lot of attention. Because he's a scorer, and defenses always kind of pay attention to him. So when he drives or he penetrates, the defense kind of sucks in. He's able to get guys overlooked, and that's huge for our team. And Joe is continuing to get better and better. He has no idea what a clear path foul is, and he's learned. And like I said before, the best teacher in life is experience. So he just experienced what it is, and it fouled him out.
During training on the block of the Bazemore, were you looking at the wall that we were on?
Yeah, I didn't find it. I did not find it, but, you know, just trying to protect the rim.
During training condition, I saw you asked to come out of the game midway through the third after about six straight.
Yeah. I just, you know, we, like I said, the first couple minutes, we kind of came out playing the score, not playing the game. And so I made a conscious effort to start pushing the ball, trying to get up and down, get the tempo back going, and you know, I ran like I was running 17. You know, like I was back playing football again, and try to bump the lead up. And, you know, I didn't want to hurt my team at that point, you know, me being, you know, kind of exhausted. So I asked for a sub.
During training camp, you said you've seen it all through your 11 years in the league. But I don't think you've ever seen 9 for 9 in the first quarter from 3, 11 for 11 for the team. Just to be a part of that, witness that, what goes through your head?
Well, it just comes from moving the ball. You know, guys get a rhythm. You know, when you're sharing the ball, you know, guys just, you know, it's just the energy and the karma of the game, the energy of the ball moving. And whoever was at the end of it, you know, the recipient of it was just, you know, stepping into their shot and knocking it down. I just think that just comes from, you know, great karma, playing the game the right way.
Curry's 30 assists for 4 turnovers over the last 6 games. How big is that?
Well, I mean, it's huge. You know, like, he's another guy that attracts so much, you know, attention. So, you know, when he's driving or when he's probing and, you know, 2 defenders, 3 defenders are watching him, you know, he's going to create so many opportunities for other guys. And, you know, it's key for our team. It's key for our team. He's the catalyst. He's the point guard. He gets us the target sets. He runs the offense. And, you know, for him to understand, you know, not only getting himself involved, because we still need him to be aggressive, but, you know, using his attention to get other guys involved as well, I mean, it's key.